Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching, focusing on being salt and light in the world, was recorded at our Summer Family Bible Conference and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
You know, there were three main evangelical leaders who were interviewed by Larry King and asked this question: so are you saying that only born-again Christians go to heaven? And two out of three of these major leaders, and if I was to mention their names, you'd know who they are, people that probably you love and respect, and I don't doubt a bit that they're born again. But you know what? Because of the political pressure on a secular format, they would not say that. They would say, well, you know, God is a merciful God, and we believe that God's going to work all of this out. They would, and only one out of those three said, yes, if a person isn't born again, they won't go to heaven. And that person now is fallen from grace and out of the ministry. You know what? Those are some things that we have to stand for. When you hear people talking about, well, you know, I believe that we need to be tolerant towards these other religions. Well, we need to be tolerant in the sense that you don't burn them at the stake. I'm not advocating that. I'm not advocating hate and things like that. I believe that we ought to love them and we ought to reach out to them. We've got a lot of things going on through this school and through our ministry that are reaching out to people of other faiths. I'm not against anybody. God loves every last one of us. But I'm telling you that there are certain things that are right and wrong. And it is wrong to say that other people can approach unto God through their own effort. Again, Christianity differs from all religions in the fact that nobody can ever earn God's favor. Jesus paid for our sins, and the only way to ever have your sins forgiven is to have Jesus as your personal Savior. There is no exception to that. And man, this includes a lot of things. But you know what? There has to be a belief in an afterlife. Jesus revealed that in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. Jesus talked about that. Jesus talked about the rich man who went to hell. If you reject the teachings of Jesus, you reject Jesus. It's a spirit of Antichrist. And there are people today who are rejecting this. And you know, one of the effects that this is having in our society, like the Columbine shootings that they had up here in Denver back in 1999, I believe it was. And it was Klebold and Dillon. They went in and shot these students and then killed themselves. Did you know one of the effects that this is having on our society is that because people have rejected Christ and have rejected the doctrines of Christ and we've moved further away from this, there isn't a fear of dying and standing before God and being accountable. People sit there and say, well, the problem is guns. You know, I had a man write me right after this happened, and he was an older guy. He was in his 90s back then. And he wrote me and he said he grew up on a farm and he went to a little one-room schoolhouse. And he said every kid in there had guns, multiple guns, sometimes carried them with them to school. They had guns with them at school and they never had any violence. They never had anybody kill anybody else. He says the problem isn't guns. The problem is that there was a fear of God in people. And people knew that if they did something, that not only would they be caught by the authorities and would there be a physical punishment, but they had a fear of God that was in them, and they knew that someday they were going to give answers for that. Our society has moved further and further and further away from that. Matter of fact, I could go back to these statistics. I won't read it, won't take the time to do it, but that out of the 95% who believe that there is a God and something like 60% that believe that there is a heaven, did you know it drops down to like 30 to 40% that believe that there is a hell? It is not a commonly held belief today that there is a hell and that there is going to be a retribution for people who don't accept salvation. And because of that, you get people who go in and commit murder and then kill themselves thinking that they've escaped punishment. Man, all they've done is jump out of the frying pan and into the fire. They haven't escaped punishment. They are going to be, right in the crosshairs of God without any opportunity for repentance. And if people, see, if the body of Christ was preaching and speaking the truth and standing up and saying that there is a day of judgment coming, and if we were standing for the doctrines of Christ and the things that the Word of God teaches, it would have multiple effects. But one of them is that other people wouldn't be free today to go out and do a lot of things that they're doing. The fear of God would hold them in check. They'd realize that they have to answer for something. But, you know, once you lose the fear of God, it doesn't matter how many metal detectors you put in schools. It doesn't matter how many armed guards. You cannot keep people in order with just police force and things like that. The problem has been that people have lost their moral setting. They don't have a fear of God. They don't believe what the Word of God says. And this is the reason that our society is going the way that it's going. And you know what? That's a reflection on the body of Christ, that we haven't been standing for the truth. There is a spirit of Antichrist today. And you may not recognize it. But when you're in a convenience store, man, people can blaspheme Jesus. They can curse. They can say ungodly things, and people may not like it, but very seldom will there be a retribution. But I guarantee you, if you were to stand up in a convenience store, if you were to go down here to one of these stores, gas stations, and just stand up and start talking about Jesus, there is a spirit of Antichrist that is alive and work. There are many Antichrists. It is the predominant thing in our world today. You could stand up and curse. You could talk about Muhammad. You could talk about Buddha. You can talk about Hare Krishna, Hare Lam. You could mention anything, and I guarantee you there would be Christians in there that wouldn't say a word. But you stand up and speak about Jesus Christ, and I guarantee you somebody is going to be offended. Somebody is going to take offense. There is a spirit of Antichrist, and I believe that most Christians honestly don't realize this. Most Christians don't see this as a spiritual thing, but there is a spirit of Antichrist working in this world. And you know how you fight it? You stand up and speak the truth. And you counter it. And you let your salt work. And you let your light shine. I guarantee you, if you stand up and say what is right, and do it in love, you don't have to be mean, but say it in love, and just stand for something, you are going to be criticized. But you know what? You'll also be respected. People will respect you for doing that. Not everybody. There will be people criticize you, but people who are hungry and people who know that there's more, they're looking for something. And they'll respect you if you take a stand. I've had this happen to me lots of times where, man, I've just been reamed out and made fun of, and yet it increases your witness. I remember when we took our first missions trip to Dublin, Ireland. And we were over in Ireland, and while the very first night, we had this girl come up. Her name was Melody, and she was the number one drug pusher in all of Dublin. And we were in this posh hotel, the Gresham Hotel, and this drug addict came in there, and they used to kick people like that out, but because of our meeting, they let them in, and Melody came in, and she looked like she was 9 months pregnant. What it was, she had hemorrhaged. She was a heroin addict, and she had hemorrhaged, and she was bleeding, and she was just about dead. And during the praise and worship, I got up and started operating in the gifts of the Spirit and called out somebody who had hemorrhaged, and anyway, they brought her forward. She got born again, and within 5 minutes, this belly that was sticking out like this was just flat. And she completely came off of heroin. She was healed, and it was awesome. She started getting every drug addict in Dublin to come. And we had over 200, these aren't just addicts, but 200 drug pushers that were under her get born again that week. We saw awesome things. You were at that, weren't you, Linda? It was awesome. It's the greatest move of God that I've ever seen personally in my ministry. And miracles were happening. People were getting saved out on the streets. Wonderful things were happening. It made the headlines in Dublin. They got me on a radio program, and the people told me, don't go on this radio program because this guy is Antichrist. He is against Christians. He hates Christians. But he was out of town, and the guy who he had to fill in for him was a Catholic priest or something, and they said he'd probably be okay. So I agreed to go on. Well, it turned out that it was the Antichrist that was there interviewing me. He just lied because he knew that I wouldn't come on with him. So he got me on there, and for 2.5 hours, he just grilled me. He had people call in. They were plants. They were his own people calling in, acting like they were listeners. And they said that they had seen us in the back room counting the money and that we were taking away hundreds of thousands of dollars and that they likened me to Jimmy Swaggart and Jim Baker, and they just blasted us, which the truth was I went in debt, $20,000. I had to take a loan out when we got back to pay. We missed $20,000 what our expenses were. Everything he said was wrong. They said that we were lying about this, and this Melody that had been healed, she called in 5 times and they wouldn't let her on. And anyway, he just grilled me. And I sat there and just took it. And during the commercials, he'd take a commercial break. He'd say, "Why don't you fight back? Why don't you say something?" And I said, "Look, I've got a radio program. I know how this goes." I said, "These are all plants that you got calling in." I said, "I can't out-argue. You got the deck stacked." And he says, "Well, why don't you get mad?" And I said, "You know what? You can insult me, but you can't make me mad." I said, "God loves you, and I'm committed to that, and I'm not going to get into strife and fight with you." And so I just sat there. And he had people lie about me, say that we were stealing. He threatened to throw us into jail. He threatened all kinds of things. We were crooks. I just sat there and took it. And you know what happened? Our attendance nearly doubled. Man, people started coming from everywhere, amen. We started seeing miracles happen. It was awesome. And you know what? I'm not saying every person is going to respond positively to you, but you, if you will just stay the course and let your light shine, there are people out there that know that this isn't right. They will recognize the criticism is unjust, and they'll see the way that you take it and the way that you just continue to stand for the truth, and people will respect you, and eventually you will draw those who are really sincere and that God's dealing with them. I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, there's no problem. We don't need to be begging God for a revival. I believe God is, this is the wrong way to say it, but if God was like us, he'd be begging us to get out and take what he's already put on the inside of us and just stand up and let your light shine. Man, if God could pray, he'd be praying that we'd get with it. We're praying and he'll get with it. God's not the one who's missing it. So I want to encourage you to, man, recognize there is a spirit of Antichrist. We've got to start getting some truths and standing for it. And if you don't stand for the truth, you'll fall for anything. Amen? Father, we love you and we thank you for this word. And Father, I know that there are spirit of Antichrist operating in every one of our areas.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on how to make a difference by being salt and light in the world. This teaching series was recorded at our 2008 Summer Family Bible Conference in Colorado. It's available in an 8-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Request series RM230 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. Be sure to specify CD or DVD. The third CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the third teaching when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs, 80934. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111, and our web address is awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.